10 years ago, the representatives of about 40 governments met in this building and decided to invite all the nations in the world to cooperate in abolishing hunger and raising the standard of living of land workers, the majority of whom in the undeveloped countries live in abysmal poverty. Thus was born the Food and Agricultural Organization, the first agency of the United Nations. That was a unique event in history. Representatives of government have often in the past met to cooperate in war, to make treaties, or to make other arrangements to serve their national interests. But never before have so many governments agreed to cooperate on a worldwide plan to promote the well-being of the whole human family by abolishing hunger and poverty. But some may say, hunger and poverty still exist. That is true. But 10 years is a very short time in the history of our civilization. And in that short time, FAO has done a good job. It was successful in dealing with the post-war food crisis. Since then, it has brought together representatives of the 70 nations adhering to it to consider world food problems. And its agents are in every food deficit country helping to increase food production. The most important feature of FAO is that it has established the principle that the nations of the world should collaborate for the abolition of hunger and poverty. I venture to predict that within the next 10 years, one will no longer see side by side in this small world piled up unsaleable food, bringing depression to agriculture in some countries, and hunger due to food shortage in other countries. Those who met here 10 years ago and founded FAO, and those who have worked for it since, can congratulate themselves on what has already been accomplished, and look forward with confidence to much greater achievements in the future.